Boomer.
Right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m.
Is that the right one?
Is that?
Okay, there we go.
The Carp. Sorry, I couldn't hear myself in the headphones. And it makes me feel odd and weird and not. The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m. Able to. The Carp. As always, folks, thanks for listening to The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own. Uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at CKUW.ca/schedule.
Winnipeg Arena is on fire. CKUW 95.9.
Okay, how you doing? Just had a meal and a drink, and I'm all fed up for some Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I'll tell you this. I want to rock out. I want to rock out. That's what I want to do. Just like Dee Snider of Twisted Sister once said, I want to rock. Well, I do want to rock, and I'll do it right here, right now. I'll tell you this. In 30 minutes from now, we'll be interview guest of the week. This time out, Paul McKenzie of the Real McKenzies. Great punk rock. He's a totally fun guy. I can't wait to talk with him. Super fun guy. Paul McKenzie will be my interview guest of the week. He's of the Real McKenzies. I spoke with him originally 6 years ago. At the time. New album out, and he's ready to go out on tour and have some more wacky good times. We'll talk with Paul McKenzie of the Real McKenzies for interview guest of the week. That's in 30 minutes from now. Then, a little over an hour from now, is Comic Book Radio Theater! We continue our Batman and Deadman tag team up. Yes, they're teaming together, trying to figure out a crime. There's a murderer on the loose. Batman and his buddy Deadman are going to try to figure it out. And I'll read this to you. Okay, Comic Book Radio Theater, that's what we get. All right, let's start off with some music and everything. Like I said, I want to rock out, so how about we do this? We'll start off with this band. They're from Miami, Florida. They're known as Donzy. Donzy from Miami, Florida. That's how we begin it all out on this edition of Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin. Let's get this going. We do this on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are the University of Winnipeg.
The name of this video is Alien Encounter Testimony. Alien Encounter Testimony. In the name of Jesus, I bind every unclean and evil spirit in this room and cast you out of it now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I loose warrior angels to execute this command and extra warrior angels into the room to stand guard over me. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Coming from the farthest reaches of the universe. quest to challenge the worst villains on Earth are the most powerful heroes ever in the Battle of the Superpowers Collection. Hark! Batman being called to stop a dastardly deed?
Got you, Joker. Don't laugh yet. Release the war. It's a trap. Activate Batarang. Trouble, Batman? Not my Batmobile. Unleash Phase 2.
Is this the end of our heroes in the Batmobile? You decide.
Batmobile and Superpowers action figures all sold separately.
Take me to your forever. this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Zitzo. So paranoid about getting rid of zits, you'll believe anything. Try anything at all. Face the facts, Zitzo. Benzoyl peroxide, the medication in Oxy-10, is recommended by doctors more than any other acne medicine you can buy. It's been proven effective in 14 clinical tests. Don't be a zitzo. Get Oxy-10 with the acne medication recommended most by doctors.
Tell your friends too. What about your mom? We're gonna be married to the team of Total Boss Babes.
Boss Babes!
Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
We'll be right back. John Elway's quarterback for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Choose an opponent. Then get set for the pad-cracking action. Outthink the competition using real football strategies. It's realistic football strategy, action, and graphics.
What's all the noise? It's just the game, Mom. Oh.
So get in the game with John Elway's quarterback. Trade West, we put you in the action. And coming soon, Magic Johnson's Fast Break and Ivan Iron Man Stewart's Super Off-Road.
Show me a waste of time, but I'm in this.
that song, Too Cool for the Modern World. A lot of CKUW 95.9 FM listeners know all about that. Those last three songs done by The Mannequins from Sweden. Last three songs, The Mannequins. What else was on there? The Lizards. They're from here in Winnipeg. KMVP. And Brat Poison from Hamilton. And then we started off from Miami, Florida, Donzy. From the Florida State, Donzy. All right. From originally Scotland, but he's lived here for like decades, is Paul McKenzie. He is my interview guest of the week. His band, The Real McKenzies. They're going all over the world playing their punk rock. Has kind of a Celtic sound to it, with the bagpipes going and everything like that. They're great in concert. Excellent. Very energized performances they give. All right, let's get talking with Paul McKenzie. I originally interviewed him back in March of 2018. So there he was, 6 years ago. Paul McKenzie, we will rejoin in our conversation with him. All right, that's what we will do. Interview guest of the week. You'll only hear this here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Okay, that's a cut off the West Winds album. It's on Stomp Records. It is The Real McKenzies, and I'm here with the realest of all the real McKenzies, Paul McKenzie. How are you doing?
Hooray, hooray. All right. It's a pleasure to be here. But West Winds is not our latest album.
It's not your latest album. You have another one. What is it? It's
Two Devils Will Talk, celebrating 25 years of rock and roll debauchery.
Okay, and
we released that last year, and so now we are in our 26th year of rock and roll debauchery.
Okay.
About to enter into our 27th year of rock and roll debauchery.
Okay, well I'll ask you about all the years and
oh, no, please don't go back any further than five because I don't remember them.
Okay. You mean you don't remember the 90s?
Vaguely.
Okay, very vaguely.
But let's put it this way. You've got a bowl of cereal.
Okay.
And you're looking at the cereal. Your average person is sitting at the table looking at the cereal. With me, I've got a constant flow of cereal constantly running into the bowl, and I can't see what I once saw because of the series of events that have been happening to me, and there's a lot of water under the bridge. I'm not saying that I'm absent-minded. I'm not saying that I'm forgetful. It's just that it's a little difficult for me to differentiate events because there's been so many of them.
That's a good visual. That's a very good visual. I think we have a lot of listeners out there understanding you right now.
Yeah, and it's only getting worse.
Oh, okay.
As our notoriety is becoming more famous, and we're getting more gigs, and we're traveling more, and recording more, and so it's, I think I must start keeping a journal or something. But, you know, if I give myself an opportunity to sit down and put it all into perspective, I don't have a problem, but I never am given that chance.
Oh.
I'm always thinking about the next song, next album, next tour, next gig.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's hard to keep all that together.
And then I have to put up with these guys that are constantly following me around and bothering. They're bothering me. All they do is bother me, but they do play good music.
Okay.
Periodically.
All right. Well, you know what? That kind of got my first question out of the way of what are you guys doing right now? I do know that March the 22nd, a Thursday night, you are here in Winnipeg very soon at the Windsor Hotel.
Yes, we are. I'm looking forward to getting back into the Peg.
All right. And of course, touring across Canada.
Well, what we did was... our management company sent us some tickets. We got on a plane. They flew us to Quebec City. We did a gig in Quebec City. We jumped in a van. We drove to Montreal in a blinding snowstorm.
Oh, wow.
Did a gig in Montreal. A crazy supersonic punk flew across the mosh pit straight into my mic stand and smashed me in the mouth. I put my tooth through my lip and chipped my tooth. But do you think old man McKenzie stopped rocking and rolling?
No.
Not on you. Like, all of these Frenchies were trying to hand me Serbia's food. Excuse me, mon dieu, blood. Yeah. And I just ignored them. And we just motored on through the set. But as I speak, I still have a big fat lip and my tooth is chipped. I'm not sniveling and I'm not complaining because of the fact that if I enter the stage, if I get on the stage and not expect that sort of thing to happen, I have no business being there in the first place. But guys?
No. The unexpected happens.
I've been bottled. I've been electrocuted. I've been stabbed. I've been smashed. And I kind of like it.
Oh, you like it?
It beats sitting at home on the couch waiting to die.
Yes, yeah. I will agree. Okay. All right, so that's what you guys are doing right now, about to do right now, once again.
Wait a minute. After Montreal, we went to Ottawa.
Okay.
And we did two shows in Ottawa, and we did a big pavilion. Hey, guys! How many people were at the pavilion in Ottawa?
10,000.
About 10,000 people. And then afterwards, we went with the boys to a place called the Targ. And the Targ is this punk rock basement that serves the best sauerkraut, beets, borscht, pierogies, and sour cream and that. And then we played an excellent show. But it was a basement, and so the stage is level with the punk rock dance floor. And guess who got tagged in the mouth again?
You.
Yeah. Me. So it hurt. They could stop me from playing. No. And then we went to Toronto on the Horseshoe, played on the same stage as Stump and Tom recorded his album on. And then after Toronto, we got on a plane and they flew us back. We had a day off and we jumped in the van and now we've driven to Rosslyn, B.C. We're playing the show tonight and we're going to do 11 shows and then go back home and lick our wounds, get into some pre-production and await our next European tour, which will commence in June.
Oh. Are you going to play Russia?
No, not this time.
No, not this time. Okay.
But we've got the Balkans on the list and all the...
Oh, wow.
USSR satellites and the mainland of Europe, which is Germany, Belgium, Holland, Luxembourg, France, Spain, Italy. I think we're going to get around to Hungary, Slovenia, Slovakia.
That's quite the
Croatia,
map.
Serbia, then Greece.
All right. Okay. All right. March 22nd, and that's Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to invite Olivia Newton-John to Greece.
All right.
I want to see her dancing like she danced in Greece.
Okay. All right.
But John Travolta is not invited. That fucking Scientologist can just stay the fuck out of my life.
He's been bugging you. Okay.
Jesus. Anyway, and then we're going to come back and record an album. And the whole show will start all over again.
Okay.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Come true.
All right.
This album is going to be quirky. We've got lots of stories. We have a few surprises. And I want to add to the people out there in rock and roll land that this McKenzie lineup is the most superb lineup I've ever had the pleasure of working with. They're great guys. Funny, drunk, they play well most of the time, and they dance around like little sprites.
Oh, no, that's good to hear. Like, you know, longer you do something and stuff like that, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you want to know something that's really funny? The bass player, Torzak, got this new bass, and he's going, oh, you guys, you should see it. It's British Racing Green. And so he gets the bass, and he shows it to us as a story. That's not British Racing Green. I mean, I know British Racing Green. I've driven British racing cars and British racing bikes, and that is not British Racing Green. That is Sherwood Forest made Marion Green.
And oh.
He says, no, man, no. It's British Racing Racing Car.
He's been misinformed.
It's British Racing Green.
Okay.
I know it. So anyway, we've been taking the piss out of him about that.
Well, I have to ask this question.
You know
what
is British Racing Green?
What? What about
the bruise on my face.
It what?
It went from British Racing purple and black to British Racing green. Now it's kind of British Racing yellow and green.
Okay, well, I'm going to have...
You know how bruises go? At least I'm healing. I sit and roll over and beg, too.
Okay.
I'm a good rock and roll dog.
Okay, I'm going to have to British Racing Red stop you right now and ask you.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
British Racing Red. The only red in racing is Ferrari or Ducati.
Okay.
Get it straight.
Now, after running a band for over 25 years.
No, I got to stop you. I've only been into it for 10. My dad was the guy that started it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that old. I'm very dirty.
Well, where do you see the real McKenzie's going from, like, say, 10 years from now?
To the top. Straight to the top. What we're going to do is we're going to outlast all the other bands.
And, okay.
You know, there's going to be a whole lot of going on in the next 10 years. Armageddon will prevail. And we're ready for it because that's what our life is anyway. So it won't be a big deal to us. And we'll just keep on playing.
Do you find it interesting that you're writing some quirky songs right now? And then with the political climate of today, like, does it obviously weighs on your mind? Because, well, I've met you a number of times and I kind of know you.
Well, of course. I mean, being a conscientious individual these days. Of course, the political environment was heavy, but you can only do what you can, say what you can. You know, you be a conscientious objector. Keep your tongue in your cheek and keep your head up. You know, don't let it get you down, because that's exactly what they want you to do. So don't give them that satisfaction. Stay healthy. Keep on top of the ball. That won't be long before you're smashing them in the face.
Excellent. Excellent to hear that. You know what? Let's give a little bit
Wait a minute. Let me finish off by saying...
Go ahead.
America is a frightening place nowadays, correct?
What? Say that over again.
Well, but they've offered us so much money that we're going down there. We're touring everywhere next year.
Okay. Well, where are you going?
We're going everywhere.
Okay.
We're going East Coast, West Coast, Heartland, everywhere.
All right.
It's going to be extremely interesting.
And they are coming to Winnipeg this Thursday, March the 22nd, Windsor Hotel. See them there, the Real Mackenzies. You know, right now, let's take a break in the interview, and let's listen to a mix of Real Mackenzie songs, and I'll be back with Paul Mackenzie as my guest here on Winnipeg Arena is on Fire.
Okay, now, I want all those people, to know that I'm not really in your computer. Really, I'm in Rosslyn, B.C., but because of all of this interesting technology, it seems like I'm in your computer, but really I'm not.
Okay, for the benefit of the listener, you are not in my computer.
Okay. Well, in essence, I kind of am, I guess. But
all right, let's listen to a Real Mackenzie mix, and we'll be back. CKUW.
Hey, we're not mix. We're mix.
What?
Did you say mix or mix?
Mitts?
Well, because we are mix. MCK. That's mix. So it's a mix. Mix.
What, are you gonna start a hip hop band?
Okay.
and more. Paul McKenzie here on the Winnipeg Arena is on Fire show. Good afternoon to people out there.
Hey, well, it's a good thing I've regenerated since I last talked to you. So there's more of me.
Yes,
there's more of Paul McKenzie now.
Just a push of a button. All right.
You know, they say at my age that my cells are dying quicker than they're regenerating, but that's not true in my case. I'm a McKenzie.
Well, what
we
about...
shine, not burn.
Okay, well, what about all the drinking and everything and you getting older and stuff like that? Can you keep up?
I'm leaving the drinking up to the lads. I haven't touched any alcohol in quite some time.
Oh, okay.
But that's not to say I'm not partying.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can party.
I'm really liking it. But, you know, I'm doing a lot of driving and taking care of business and stuff. And believe me, I drank for 54 years of my life, and I don't really miss it. I'm drinking a lot of tea.
Okay.
And I'm eating a lot of chocolate. Have you ever eaten a whole lot of chocolate? Like kid chocolate? It gives you a buzz.
You know what?
Becoming a chocoholic.
I have some candy with me right now, and it's giving me such a sugar rush.
Well, I don't really eat the sugary stuff. I eat the 90% cocoa stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and it gives you quite a rush.
Okay, all right.
But in terms of longevity, way back in the punk days, all the punks were doing ugly stuff to themselves in terms of consumption.
Yeah.
I never did that. I just stuck to the alcohol, a couple of tokes of glass every now and again, and... all of that other stuff I never did. Now that I'm almost 60 years old now, and a lot of guys are experiencing problems and stuff. Like, take for example, SNFU just canceled the whole year's tour.
Yeah.
And it's just health reasons. That's what they say. But
Try pigs in a hospital bed right now.
What's that?
Try pigs in a hospital bed right now.
Holy.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway,
he's not getting up anywhere.
It's unfortunate that a series of events has to transcend and take place like this. But on the other hand, there's me, and I eat my oatmeal. I've got cans of sardines. We eat really well. We don't do fast food, and it's really cool, very good. And if you want to be a high end racing machine like we all are. You have to take care of yourselves mechanically. You have to put good fuel in yourself, and you can't screw yourself up, you know? And, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes, and I don't do any of that stuff.
That's right.
But that's not to say I begrudge anybody who cares to do that. I mean, I don't discriminate. People can do what they want. But that also means that I can do what I want, and I don't do that.
Okay.
But I do rock and roll, and that's just as dangerous.
All right. Now, you've already exposed my broadcast here as being a pre-taped one, okay? I'm talking to you only a few days away from St. Patrick's Day. You are Scottish. Will you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
I get to celebrate Robbie Burns Day, and I get to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But that's not to say, I mean... anybody can celebrate this stuff. Anybody can wear a kilt.
Okay, I'm Welsh.
They want, and I may not agree with them, but I would fight for their right to do whatever they want.
Okay, so I'm Welsh. I can go and celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Of course.
Okay.
Just make sure all the other whales bring their blowholes.
Okay. I don't get that joke.
Well, Welsh. I thought you said you're from Wales.
Well, yeah, I got okay, Welsh parents.
Don't whales have blowholes?
No. Okay. You caught me there.
And didn't one of you guys eat Jonas in the Bible?
Yeah, he tasted great.
I got it here. Yeah. It's all coming into perspective now.
All right.
I'm not taking the piss, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'm caught in the moment. Okay. Share a moment with the real McKenzies. March 22nd, that's Thursday coming up. Windsor Hotel. Is there any more you can tell?
Provided the highways stay open.
No, it's been good weather. Been good weather.
Yeah, well, for you guys east out here in Alberta, it's a fucking horror show.